You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today is Valentine's Day, and we're going to tell you a story. Not just any story, but a starseed love story. Even if you don't know what a starseed is, we're hoping the story will touch your heart. And for those who feel like you're a starseed, this will activate your love feelings in a way that maybe you haven't felt for a really long time. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. And I just want to say happy Valentine's Day to the love of my life. He is sitting next to me, and I don't know how I ever did life without him before this. So with that said,
we're going to be talking about all those mushy things, but truly, this is a special story,
and it really
touches my heart. And
it really is.
For those of you, normally we script this. We outline it. We don't usually script every single word.
Right.
But today, we're just going to be making it up as we go along. And for those of you, it's not just really making it up. Really, we're activating a memory that we already have.
Yes.
That we've had for a long time.
Yes.
And yes, we're going to be making up the story. But for those of you that have listened to us for a while, this story could be, the details could be different every single time.
Exactly.
But the...
It's still the same story.
It's still the same story.
It's, yeah.
It'll get to you in the same way.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing is that if this is your first time with us, welcome. Thank you very much. If it is not your first time, welcome as well. Because the truth is, this story is not only just about us, but it's about all of you. So, Jason, I am really excited to tell the story. And the more I think about the story, the more it touches my heart. I hope all of you can let this story wash over you and let it sink in for the next few days, weeks, and even months. Because this story, it is a story, but it also has really good facts in the story.
It's about the energy.
It really is. It really is. So, Jason, go ahead.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Molly, and this girl was beautiful. Everybody thought she was beautiful, and she was the quintessential pretty girl. And it was really special because she had this ability. Not only because she was beautiful, but she had this ability to bring people together. And she would dance and sing, and people would dance and sing with her. And she was known as a healer. Now, most of us, we think about healing going to a doctor's office where it's sterile and,
you know,
stainless steel, all those things. But this was a different kind of healing. When she was doing healing, she would dance with others, you know, under the moonlight in nature. And people would be happy, and they would be laughing, and they would be carefree.
Well, and one of the things about her was that all of this healing that she did was done naturally. It was done through that intuition part of her that was given to her, I'm going to say, at birth. And she used it she used it in the best possible way, because she used it and read from her heart to not only help herself, but to help others.
You know, when I take my wife's hand and we just connect.
Yes.
It's that connection that it's hard to describe. I wouldn't describe it, you know, in technical terms.
Okay.
It would just seem off, but there's healing going on. You know,
exactly.
And when you look in someone, it doesn't have to be a lover, someone who you're intimate with. It could be anybody.
Exactly.
Just taking their hand and looking in their eyes.
Right.
And Molly knew how to do that.
Because she could see life.
Yes.
Because she could see life in people's eyes. And she could also see when there wasn't life in people's eyes.
Yes. So people would come to her. They were drawn to her to say, okay, you know, I've got this pain, I've got this disease, I've got this hurt, and there was
and my
healing.
Heart aches.
Yes.
I'm sad.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Not only that kind of healing.
Yes.
And I just want to, there was something special, because when two guys started to have an argument, they would go to Molly, and somehow she just knew how to talk to them so they could just let it go. So all of a sudden, they're not mad anymore.
So that they could understand where the other one was coming from. And also, in all of that, they could heal whatever the problem was.
Because of that connection.
That's correct.
And maybe they, at the end of the day, they were holding hands and running around singing with Molly and being in a way that they hadn't expected to be
exactly.
at all.
Exactly, exactly.
This is the type of person Molly was. So when there came to be a call in the village for someone to go to this other place, to go somewhere else and leave their friends and family and all that they knew, but it was in purpose of helping a place that was really struggling.
Okay.
She was the first to volunteer because she had that open heart.
Because she
had that heart that was saying, yeah, I can be a service. I know how to do this.
Right.
This is me.
Okay.
And it's touching and looking and having a sort of an understanding of life force.
Mm-hmm. A knowing. Yes. Well, Jason, what about Eric? Tell us about Eric a little bit. Let's leave Molly right where she is and tell me about Eric.
Well, there was this guy named Eric, and he was from a different place.
He was a different place than she was.
Yes. Much different. Much, far, far away. And Eric used to play with his friends using his abilities to focus on, they would, one of their favorite games was to fly around. They all had wings.
Okay.
To fly around and look for a secret target or something hidden.
Okay.
And they would fly around and see who could find it first.
Right.
And then they started to practice doing it together so they could work together.
Oh, like
to
like a
target.
Team.
Yes.
and be part of a group type
yes.
thing. Okay.
And
I love that.
They love the big picture. They love to look from far away and then go down and look at the details.
Right.
The very, very little details. And they, this idea of working together in a way that was that had camaraderie and hey, yeah, we can do this together. We're gonna be a
teamwork.
Team. Yes.
Yes, I love it.
And they love to find multiple targets and solve problems. One of their biggest one of the things they liked to do the most was to have a problem.
Okay.
And to look at it from far away and they're up close and then far away.
In other words, from different perspectives.
Different perspectives.
I love that.
And then come together, figure out a solution, and then implement it together.
Oh.
It was very, very special.
Okay,
so,
I love that.
They were explorers, and they loved technology.
Okay.
You know, if Eric was a nerd before there were nerds. Eric was that nerdy, you know, let's create this this circuit. It's not that funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, but Jason, And am I correct? Did Eric, was he presented basically with the same request to go and help?
He answered the call.
Answered the call.
He did it out of love and saying, yeah, okay. I know how to do this. I can help fix this faraway place. And it was a great sacrifice because he knew that he would leave behind friends and family and the things that were familiar to him. And that he would be gone for quite some time.
Okay.
And but he knew that he had the ability and the skills to do what this other place needed.
Could you say that he and Molly both knew that this was their calling, that this was their purpose to go and help others, to help all of mankind?
Well, I would just say that in this village, there was no such thing as a calling. They all did that.
Oh, I see.
It just came naturally. It wasn't like, oh, you're...
What a great place to be.
You have a calling? Well, what's that? I mean, we all have this feeling that we're here to connect.
Do something.
And work together collectively.
Yes.
And be together.
Okay.
So,
I love that.
And we can do the key points and then continue the story in the next segment.
It sounds really good to me. Jason, what are the key points?
Molly was a beautiful woman who was special. When people were around her, they just felt better. The elders came to her to ask her to volunteer to go to a place far away, and she had to leave all of her family and friends. It was actually very sad. And Eric had a great talent seeing the big perspective with technology and creating collective action to solve problems and to do the nerdy thing before there was even the word nerd. And the ecosystem approach was created so that Molly and Eric of the world could begin to remember their purpose and why they're here now.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to continue to talk about this starseed love story, about how Molly and Eric actually connect. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrian Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrian's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
This This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to continue to talk about this starseed love story. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, let's continue this story. And,
you know, this morning we were talking about this.
Okay.
And I started to tell a story about how Molly and Eric met. And you said, no. That's not right. So you took over. You know, there's a different perspective here. And apparently the nerdy perspective isn't the right one.
Well, you know, it's as I see Molly and Eric, this is my perspective. One day they met in the park where they both were enjoying nature, because both of them, from where they came from, nature was part of their everyday life and how they actually connected with life force on a regular, easy basis, you know. So that's a really good part of this. For Molly and Eric, when they went to the park, not knowing each other, it was warm and sunny with a gentle breeze. It was beautiful. Then the clouds rolled in and it started to rain. When they met in the park for the first time, they knew immediately. By the way, when it started to rain, they had to go find shelter because it was really raining. Well, they ended up in the same place. It was just like a little place that gave them cover over their heads. It was quite cozy. And when they met for the first time, they knew immediately that they were different and that they didn't quite fit in with the village where they had been existing for both of them, but they had a faint memory of the place where they came from. And
even though these places were just a little bit different,
yes,
there was similarities too.
Well,
and they saw those similarities, even though they couldn't articulate them or they couldn't remember them or they couldn't, you know,
exactly
write them down.
Exactly. And, you know, the interesting part is they would spend years talking about where they came from, or if it was really a memory or if they were just dreaming type thing, that sort of thing. They truly, truly enjoyed meeting each other. And I have to say, when they met each other, they looked in each other's eyes and they knew that both of them were there for the same purpose. Both of them had gone to a different place from where they started. They knew that they were there to help all of humanity, but also they knew that they were going to do this together as a team, and they were going to understand what teamwork was, because not everybody does, but they understood it innately first within themselves, and then they came together. And it was so amazing, all of the things that they learned, not only about themselves when they connected, but they learned about how to help others and help them with the gifts that they both had. And they collaborated with each other to help all of humanity in where they were.
And I just want to end that part by saying, as they got older, they become more and more aware of these memories. Mm. And they started to talk about these memories. And as they talked about these memories, they were reinforced. Mm. And they're becoming more and more a part of the reality, you know. And but they know that when they go out in the village, they look at people.
Yes.
And there's nothing there.
And they can see that there is the life force that they know innately is supposed to be there, that it's not. And part of their job is to help those others that don't have anything, meaning no life force there. It's their job to help them gain that life force and understand what it's truly for.
Part of the problem is that when they look at someone, they can feel this connection.
Yes.
They can feel this knowing, but there's no words. There's no language.
Oh, that's,
there's no secret handshake.
Oh, okay.
You got to work on that.
Yeah.
There's no secret handshake, like secret code that says, oh, you know, this is what it should be.
And this is who we are, and we're here to help,
yes,
and we can help you, that kind of thing. I love that. I love that.
But really, the code is not supposed to be like a secret handshake or something overt.
Okay.
It's supposed to be based on the energy.
Ah.
And that energy is the connection, because that's authentic. Now, we see codes, people are doing these kind of things where, oh yeah, everybody else doesn't understand who we are. The cults that are happening and the conspiracy theories, all those things, they have bad motives. And we're going to talk about that next week. But
there's
in order to understand the difference, it has to be with the energy. You can feel the energy.
You can feel it.
That's the authentic way to see who's who and what's what.
And have an understanding of what life is really about.
Exactly.
Yes, I love that.
So here's what Molly and Eric have been struggling with, and they're here in this place, and it seems kind of barren by comparison.
Okay.
They were used to like lush forests, and now it's feels more like desert and nothing's growing and things aren't.
In other words, not real life force.
Not real life force.
But they know that they're here to bring that life force, but because of where they are, they don't know exactly how to get that there. Is that correct?
That's right. And so
we're
going to do this for Eric and Molly right now.
Okay.
And if I want to ask the audience to join us.
Okay.
Because chances are, what Eric and Molly need right now in terms of clearing, which is what we're going to do, is what you need. And you may say, I don't know if I'm a starseed. What, Jason, what's that? I don't know what a starseed is.
And I want to jump in and say, it doesn't matter if you're a starseed or not. The clearing is one of the most amazing things that we can do.
And I know that if you're not a starseed, the chances are very good that you're still listening right now, that you're a starseed.
Yes, yes.
And the reason we haven't defined it and done all that geeky stuff is because it's not about the definition. The definition puts you into an intellectual process.
Correct.
And you miss the whole point.
Yes.
It's about the energy.
Yes.
So we've been talking about it being a starseed, but we don't want to define it and torture it and try and put it into a box.
Because that's that. When you do that, what you do is you take away the ability that a starseed actually has to actually gain life force for itself.
Yes. So we're going to teach you how to clear. Normally, we do that in the third segment.
But we're going to do it now.
And we're going to do it for ourselves, and we're going to do it for Eric and Molly, and for you guys. Follow along with us.
Yes.
So basically, you can stand, sit, walk, you can be in any sort of posture, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be reverent. And when we say end to eliminate, just gather up those things in your imagination and blow them into the processor. Ask that Jacob put a picture of the processor on if you're watching in video. But just if you don't know what the processor looks like, use a trash can.
Exactly.
And here we go.
You ready?
For Molly and Eric.
And by the way,
and for Cupid and for Valentine's
and
Day.
For the rest of us.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So go ahead.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the memory of being enslaved, the hurt and pain and suffering related to being enslaved in this place that we're in now. It was never supposed to be that way.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate for Molly and Eric and all of you out there being judged, criticized, and abused for having light, sexuality, and the knowing of how things could be.
I love that.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Blow it out.
And the next one, Jason, go.
And to eliminate the innocence about the dark and their methods.
Ooh.
Molly and Eric came here and they were like babes in the wood. The dark just said, I see those guys.
And we're going to make you a target.
So
nice and easy. Take a breath.
Clear up that innocence. Loading the processor.
and to eliminate the pain and shame and guilt of feeling like they have failed, meaning Molly and Eric, by the way, could be you and whoever you are with, or even if you're not with anyone, and then also failing to fight for their beliefs and their knowing of who they are. Take a nice breath, easy. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the guilt of harsh criticism and judgment for being different.
Mm-hmm.
Molly and Eric are always different. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so they can see the subtle ways the dark has enslaved them.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers to their power, their wisdom, and their effectiveness right here in this village on Earth.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks to understanding and love of life force and actually how to use it, not only for Molly and Eric, but for Cupid, we'll say that, and for the rest of us. Yes. Absolutely. Take a breath. Get rid of those blocks. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping them stuck, forgetting their purpose and their hate of war and how to use mediation to resolve disputes. Clear not only for Molly and Eric, but for all of us, because the truth is we had that knowing when we got here and it has been programmed out of us. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the guilt of the past, the memory of who we are and why we're here.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Take a breath.
Take a breath, everyone.
Blow it out. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Molly went to this place and has lost herself and is overwhelmed with the mundane issues of life in this new place.
Yes.
Eric got his wings clipped and struggled to use all that he knew because of shame and judgment in his life. Molly and Eric came together in mutual pain, but also the optimistic vision of what could happen.
I love that one.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to uncover your starseed potential and abilities you came with to overcome, and to overcome these current difficulties that you're in right now.
Right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the ending. Quote, is that the end? Stay tuned so you can be part of this conversation. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the ending. Quote, is that the end? Stay tuned so you can be part of this conversation. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, here's the big question, everyone.
Okay.
Jason, was that the end of the story?
Well, so because this isn't the Hallmark Channel, you know, it's not going to be a happy ending or a sad ending. The truth is, and this is the cliffhanger.
Okay.
The truth is, the ending's up to you, and it's up to us. And if this touches you, if this story touches you and says, yeah, I don't know what the Starseed thing is all about.
Right.
But I feel connected to it. I feel drawn to it.
Right.
This is for you.
Yes.
This, you know, this is something that that you can benefit from. And chances are there's so many people that can relate to this idea that I felt like I had all these possibilities and abilities within me. Mm-hmm. That there's something special about me. And people say, well, doesn't everybody think that way? No, they don't.
No.
And those people that think that they're special, but what happens is there's what, addictions, there's relationship problems, there's money problems, there's problems with people in your family that you're caretaking, you know. Mm-hmm. There's all these things that come up that attach to you as you go through life that says, oh my gosh, you know.
Well, they attach to you and bog you down.
I can't do what I came here to do. And this idea of being something special gets lost.
Right.
And it gets dulled down and you numb out from it. And you say, oh my gosh, you know, you want me to be a starseed. I can't, I'm struggling just to pay the rent every month.
Well, I would say
the mortgage.
I would say that you tell me I'm a starseed, but I'm having a hard time paying the rent, finding the love of my life, getting through all of the things that we are supposed to be doing.
And what the ecosystem approach is about is sort of the answer, because we saw.
No, it is the answer.
You know, as we started to wake up and say, okay, why can't we just have these abilities? We saw that our training, it's not the actual implementation of that training. It's the frame, which says, don't listen inside. Just do this kind of recipe.
Do this formula is the way I would say
do
it.
Do this formula.
Yes.
And so you numb out to that internal resource, which is your essence. And your essence is the part that has stored your purpose.
Yes.
Your starseed purpose. And what we've been doing for the last 20 years that we've been together is removing all that negative energy. And as you remove that negative energy, then you have access to that essence inside of you that has all that information that's yours for the taking.
And it's phenomenal.
It really is.
It really is. You know, I want to go back to one thing that we didn't exactly explain in segment one or segment two. I want to talk just a little tiny bit. I want to really introduce this, the enslavement that happens. I want to talk about that just a little tiny bit, Jason, because it's time for people to start getting used to us talking about it, because we're going to talk about it more in the future.
Yeah.
Enslavement is a negative energy. Enslavement is an action and a thing that has been used from one person to the other for almost all of time. And it basically says the one person who is enslaving another says, I am better than you. I know better than you. And to the other one, it says, you, I don't matter. And I just want you to know, because of the ecosystem approach, I have learned to understand that enslavement even comes, unfortunately, from our parents and our families and bosses and so forth, a disease, these kind of things. And so even money and positions in life, things such as that. And I just want you to know that the ecosystem approach has helped so much, not only me, Jason, but we have seen how much it's helped all of our clients understand, once they start to understand this negative energy, so that they can see, they can choose, they don't have to be stuck in that energy.
So I know this is the most important point that people miss, okay?
Okay.
They think they can. So if you're out there thinking right now, well, okay, the starseed stuff is great, but I've got to pay the mortgage. You know, my child's acting out. I don't like my spouse.
Sure, things like that.
And you want me to go to this lofty position? Well, people often misunderstand. They think we're saying that you should leapfrog over all those problems.
Right.
And that's not what it is. We created the ecosystem approach so you could zero in and go and look at those
problems
head on and start clearing the negative energy. And we know that if you start clearing the negative energy, no matter what the problem is, it doesn't matter how it feels like it's impossible.
Right.
How impossible it feels.
Right.
If you start clearing the energy,
yes,
solutions start to present themselves.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And your ability to implement those solutions start to present themselves.
Well, and in all of this, when you start using the ecosystem approach, you start to wake up to what life is.
Yes.
What you want your life to be and why you want it to be that way. And sometimes you figure out, ooh, that isn't really what I want. But then also, you also start to see, huh, do I have a purpose here? Or is my purpose just to, and I don't mean this to sound trite, just to be a parent? Because the truth is, some of us just, we come here to be parents, and we help those that are going to help the world. We're the parents to those people,
yes,
to those children.
You know, some of us, we do parenting,
yes,
but it's not our purpose. Our purpose is to do some other activity in the world.
Correct.
And you can do both with the ecosystem approach.
You can do so many things.
You know, there's so many articles, you know, being, you know, we can have it all, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
You know, truly, that's usually a lie. You know, with programming method, it's hard to have it all.
Yes.
You know, but with the ecosystem approach, when you start changing the energy, things become easier.
Yes.
And the way you live your life becomes easier.
Well, and I want to say that one of the easiest way to describe how programming how enslavement starts, which is what I started with, it comes from programming.
Yes.
And we don't realize that we have been programmed since almost our very first breath, that our parents said, you have to do your life this way. You're not allowed to do it a different way.
You know,
in other words, different thinking or different perspective.
Babies are more soulful than adults, but it gets, you know, they have to do their homework every night. They have to do this.
Yes.
Do
that. Yes. You yes. Know? Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with those things, but it's how you do those. And it's yes. the frame you do it with.
And how it's implemented.
And without yes. knowing about the ecosystem approach, you wouldn't know
yeah.
the good way or the bad way.
Well, I wish so bad now that I had had the ecosystem approach. I grew up in a family that there was drama, trauma, and chaos around daily. And I wish I'd had the ecosystem approach so I could have focused better on what I was trying to learn in school. I could have focused better on what I knew I was interested in. And I just realized the other day, I am so interested in music. Music fascinates me. And I, in all of my time, I have music has always been a part of my life, but I've always wanted to be in the middle of it. And because there's something in me that says music makes you happy. Yeah. And wow, after all these years, and by the way, it's a lot of years, I've realized that I was programmed that I could only do music to and do this much. I couldn't have all of it that I needed and wanted.
And I want to take one word. There's one word that you just mentioned that people don't understand.
Okay.
And we hear this on the Hallmark movies all the time.
Okay.
I just realized, well, what is that process? We know that you can realize without clearing,
mm-hmm.
but you can't, it's like soap.
Implement.
Implement it or keep grasping it or keep hanging on to it.
Right.
You need that clearing for perspective and to see not only realizing it, but then how to implement it and then how to save it and how to, how to make it sustainable.
That's pretty awesome, Jason.
That's what we call an ecosystem approach, because it's really about an ecosystem that's sustainable as opposed to a machine that you keep pumping full of, fuel or whatever.
Exactly. And, the bottom line is that what we're talking about here is when you start using the ecosystem approach, there is such a positive place where your life goes, and it's awesome because you start removing the baggage that you've been carrying around since you got here.
So if you're thinking, OMG, it's my time, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. We're going to talk about that in the next section, but here are the key points.
Okay. Jason, what are the key points?
The end of the story is to be determined. But a lot has to do with you and your intention. We created the ecosystem approach because even with the best intentions, people will not use the right methods to restore their abilities. We know this. You must deal with the difficulties you have right now. There are no shortcuts to being a starseed. And the ecosystem approach puts it all together for you to start to overcome those challenges that you have right now.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do clearings to help you start to uncover your essence, where your star seed purpose exists. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the Be Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you uncover your essence where your starseed purpose exists. Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see there is more to me than what I believe exists right now.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, take a breath.
Yeah.
Load the processor.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that my abilities, talents, and knowing have been trained out of me and suppressed. Not acceptable. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Get rid of that stuff.
And to eliminate my intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and numbness that is used to distract and block me.
Take a breath.
Probably for years. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that are blocking me from my significant abilities and wisdom. Right now, take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my mark that has kept me from being in the world that is aligned with my purpose.
Mm.
That dark energy that's come together to mark me,
yes,
and to keep me from my purpose. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the trauma, drama, and the issues that continue to keep me from my evolution. Not acceptable. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have that believes that these negative energies are stronger than me. They're not.
Take a breath. And especially when you use the ecosystem approach, you see that they're not. At first, you won't. But then you will see that these feelings are not stronger than you. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see how dark energies, negative energies, have enslaved me over my lifetime. That's huge.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger I have because I didn't see the dark energy before it was too late and it trapped me. Take a breath.
You know, I remember, I had forgotten about it. That was one of the biggest things that I felt when I first started the ecosystem approach. How did I not see this? So, yes.
And that's a great segue for our next show next week. So we'll talk about that in just a second.
Here okay. All right. And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing myself objectively and seeing my life from a different perspective. Excellent. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I'm so much more than my difficulties and challenges.
Yes. Wow.
Take a breath. What a concept.
Exactly. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that negative and dark energies exist, but I can clear and remove it from my life starting right now, today. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to all these parts of myself that have faded and are dormant, but are not dead.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any barriers so I can see the ecosystem approach is practical and useful and overcomes bad training and bad programming I've already had. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the ecosystem approach allows me to see past dark energy and restore my abilities.
Take a breath.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Now, let's activate some life force. We use life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. When we've removed negative energy, and then we put back in life force energy, it takes the place. It's like a placeholder that's the most positive energy ever. And it helps us see where we are and who we are. And it helps us start to go forward, start to evolve, because that's the reason we came here. So follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force, so I can have happiness and hope and the clarity, awareness, and objectivity that I need and want, so I can start using the ecosystem approach today, so I can be the best that I can be starting right now. Take a nice breath, pull in that life force energy, let it come in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there, and then turn it around and help and ask it to remove more negative energy, because Lord knows we're filled with it, all of us. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to live in a world where star seeds can stand for a freedom and light as intended.
Oh, that's amazing.
Take a breath.
Let that life force help you do that. And activate life force so I can trust and understand that my essence is the gateway into knowing and the memory of my purpose. Nice and easy. Let it come in and blow out negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use clearing energy to uncover and restore my starseed knowing.
Take a breath. Top of your head. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, be the healer if I'm a healer, and heal all of the broken parts of me so that I can do what I came here to do, and also use the ecosystem approach every single day to be the best that I can be. Nice and easy. Pull in that life force energy and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Motives and intentions.
Oh.
It's the biggest problem that starseeds have since the beginning.
Okay.
Is that we come here, and the dark doesn't come with a label.
Of course not.
With a t-shirt that says, you know, watch out for me. You know, I'm going to lie to you.
Yes.
You know, they come to us. In fact, the dark loves to come to us as something that's good for us, something that's going to help us.
Yes.
Something that's going to love us.
Yes.
Maybe it can even be a parent, sibling,
by all means,
you know, a boss. Hey, you know, come work for us. We're going to make it better for you. And that's often the beginning of enslavement. How do you know the difference? Because you can have someone who's got positive intentions do the same, have the same behavior as someone with negative intentions.
Yes.
How do you know the difference?
Yeah.
Well, in programming, you don't. You numb yourself out. You just look for indicators.
Right.
You don't look for the energy. It's the energy that tells you the difference.
I love that, Jason. That is amazing.
So.
Oh, in fact, I'm looking forward to it. My little brain's already going crazy. So, by the way, if today's show touched you or touched your heart in any way, right now is the time to go sign up for
our free section.
Thank you, Jason.
And it includes a weekly newsletter with the clearings written out for you. You can have all the words are written out there for you.
Yes.
And you can do it every single way. If you're a starseed, and you're not using the ecosystem approach, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah,
it's going to be really hard for you to evolve. And there's a lot of processes out there that they miss the mark. And we could talk about that forever. But sign up right now.
Yeah.
If this touched you and said, you know, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if it's for me. Just do it. Just go there. Sign up for the free section. We just ask for your email address. And it's free.
Yes.
And also go to our Facebook page, which is theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. And all of our videos are there. Please like us while you're there. We appreciate that.
Yes.
And keep listening to the show every week. If you're a starseed, you've got to be fed with this energy. And that's why we do clearing every single week.
Well, and I want to make just one major point. Even if you're not a starseed, for you to take on the ecosystem approach to do your purpose as well, it will still work for you. It will make a difference, and you can make a difference not only in your life, but in somebody else's life because of who you are. So, and Jason, what about the ecosystem
approach? If you want to send us a message, you can leave a message on our Facebook page.
Yes.
The Ecosystem Approach, or you can send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. And by the way, come join us every single week. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.